Now, tens of thousands of people who rely on medicine to control their ADHD are having trouble getting hold of that medicine. It's because of a shortage here and elsewhere around the world. The government have advised people with ADHD to try to do the best they can to shop around for medicine, but they've also advised the ADHD services to stop taking on new patients until this medicine shortage eases. ADHD is a disorder with a range of symptoms. The most common symptoms are anxiety, impulsive behaviour and an inability to concentrate. David Barrett's son's a teenager. He was diagnosed with ADHD some time ago, but he's had trouble getting hold of his meds this year. David told us about that.
We've had problems at least twice in the last 12 months, and over the last 2 years, I'd say about three or four times. I always order his prescriptions online. Going into the new year, I knew he'd need a new supply. I hadn't heard from the chemist. I usually get a text message to say, it's ready, come and get it. I hadn't heard, so I followed it up. When I did manage to get through, they said, oh, there's a problem with the supplier. So I said, well, when was anyone going to tell me that? So they said, we can't get hold of it. We can't get hold of any of that medication. So you might have to go back to your GP. I went back to the GP, explained the situation, asked if I could have a paper copy of the prescription so that I could go to another pharmacy, which they did. And then I tried three or four pharmacies after that. And in each case, I was told, we haven't got this in stock.
So what impact does not having meds have or had on your son?
He can't really engage with any kind of curriculum, any teaching, any learning process without his medication. When he doesn't take his tablets, he's like a jack in the box. His attention is everywhere. He can't take his turn. So, for example, if a teacher's asking people to respond, he will shout out. He has to get it out of his head. It's not great for him. He finds it very difficult to hold the thread of something. It's not good for the other pupils in the class because it's distracting for them, and it's not good for the teacher.
What about outside school?
It's just exhausting. Even if you're not responding to him when he's asking constant question after question, you're aware that it's happening, and you're aware that it has an impact on other people around you. So in social situations, it can be quite difficult. He has a very, very wide range of interests, and he indulges those. But whatever he does, it's 100 miles an hour. When he has taken his medication, I'm not going to use the word normal because it's not fair, but his behaviour is closer to the average child of his age.
Well, that was David Barrett. And just while he was talking, Ruth in Stockport's emailed to say, my daughter's in year six. There's no way she can function in school and do her homework without her medication. In the last few months, every month when we need to get a prescription, we're forced to call all the pharmacies all around us. This month, she ended up with only 10 milligram pills when her daily dose is 40 milligrams, making her swallow four pills every morning, all very time consuming and frustrating. Dr. Tony Lloyd is from the ADHD Foundation, and Laura Humphrey speaks for the pharmacists. She's from their professional organisation, the Royal Pharmaceutical Society. Good afternoon and welcome to you both. Laura Humphrey, the Royal Pharmaceutical Society keeps figures on medicines in short supply. What are you hearing about ADHD medication at the moment?
I just listened to those stories. Unfortunately, the situation does sound familiar to what I've heard from patients and colleagues recently. There are current shortages in ADHD medicines, and it's due to a combination of manufacturing issues and an increase in the global demand. Some of the shortages should be resolved over the next month, but we're likely to see ongoing problems until the end of December with this. In the meantime, there are steps that can be taken to help reduce the impact of those shortages.
Okay, do you want to talk us through them?
Yeah, so hospital and community pharmacy teams are working hard to maintain supplies in light of the rising demand. But if anybody's worried and running low on their medicines, I would say please do get in touch with your usual prescriber. This could be your GP or hospital specialist. Some ADHD medicines can be switched to an alternative preparation if available, which can help control the symptoms. But also to add, if anybody's had problems with getting hold of the medicines, do inform the school, college or your employer, because they might be able to make some adjustments in your place of education or work. For example, finding ways to reduce distractions.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say we would like to see manufacturers, wholesalers and government work together to improve the medicine supply chain to make it more robust.
Dr. Tony Lloyd from the ADHD Foundation, ADHD Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, what proportion of the population do you think may have it?
Well, according to the World Health Organization, it's 5.9% of the global population. That's at least 1 in 20 people. But it can affect people to varying degrees, and obviously in certain contexts it can be much more impairing. So particularly for children and young people, it's especially debilitating. But yes, we're talking 1 in 20 people. So there's a lot of people who have it. Not everybody needs medication, though, it's important to say.
Tell us what you can do to alleviate your symptoms if you don't have medication.
There are a whole range of strategies which should be used as an adjunct to medication. Medication on its own shouldn't be used in isolation. Medication doesn't teach skills, and it's certainly not a morality pill that makes children behave, which is one of the enduring myths. What ADHD medication does is improves cognitive functioning. But there are a number of things that people can do that will help them, and one would be obviously making sure that you're setting yourself lots of reminders, whether it's on your smartphone, in a handwritten diary, lots of to-do list things, so that you're not forgetting things, which can be incredibly stressful for a lot of people. But things like going for a brisk walk several times a day, if you're working in a sedentary job where you sat down all day, you know, getting up and going for a walk, sort of even if it's just for a couple of minutes around the office space or whatever it might be, because we all think better when we're moving about. But also, you know, good nutrition, make sure that you're having a breakfast particularly, and making sure that you get good sleep, stress reduction strategies that you can do throughout the day, like periods of slow deep breathing for about 5 minutes. If you do that several times a day, that can actually also help. But you know, it's important to note really that if people aren't using these strategies on a day-to-day basis, it does take some time, and they're nowhere near as impactful as ADHD medication. ADHD medication is actually, you know, a very effective pharmacological compound. It has an effect size of 0.9. It does what it says on the tin, whereas antidepressants have an effect size of 0.3. So for those people who don't have it, it is really, you know, who depend on it, it can be really difficult. But there's a useful guide on the ADHD Foundation website, one for parents, one for teenagers, one for teachers, as well as one for adults, with lots of strategies that they can employ to help them manage.
Laura Humphrey, very briefly, we've only got about 15, 20 seconds left. People get frustrated, don't they, because the prescription, you're not allowed, are you, as pharmacists, to make up a prescription for somebody? They have to go and get a new prescription, you know, if they have, you're going to make it up in smaller doses. Do you want that to change?
Absolutely, yeah. We want to see a change in the law which will help ease the situation when it comes to medicine shortages. We want the government to allow pharmacists to make minor amendments so that you don't have to go back to the prescriber to get the prescription amended, because this is unnecessary bureaucracy which adds to GP workloads, is time consuming for pharmacists, and frustrating
for patients.
I'll stop you
there. Thanks so much, Laura Humphrey and Dr. Tony Lloyd. Tomorrow it's